This is the Sports Psychology Hour with Dr. Andrew Jacobs on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
What I've done is help athletes be the best they can be. We work on giving you that winning edge, that mental edge that will help you realize your potential.
Dr. Jacobs has been in practice for over 30 years as a sports psychologist.
This is the first time I've ever listened to it. I'm on my way to church, and I said, I got to pull over and talk.
Right now is your chance to call Dr. Jacobs for free help with any sports-related problem.
It's a wonderful forum, and it's must-hear radio for me every time I'm in Kansas City.
And this show is about you. It's about having fun, working hard, building self-confidence, having the right attitude, being a good teammate, being a good parent, and being a good coach.
Now, here's the sports psychologist, Dr. Andrew Jacobs.
Good morning, everybody. I am sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs, and welcome to our show here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I'm here Sundays from 7 to 8, as you know. And this show is all about the mindsets of athletes, of coaches, of fans, of players, referees. We get into sports psychology on this show. We talk about the mental side of sports, and in doing so, I get your calls and get into conversations with you about your thoughts, about psychology, about attitudes, about perspectives, about confidence, about mental preparation. And we've got a fun show today. And every week I try to find a topic that I think will be of interest to everybody here. And the University of Kansas and University of Oklahoma, boy, they gave it to us yesterday. They gave me a topic to get into today. Because I was going to get into the whole issue of mental preparation and mental toughness. And then there's, in my opinion, mental stupidity. We play sports, I think, for this reason, to have fun. We play sports for the competitive nature of it. We play sports to see what we can do. We compete to find what we're about, what we're made of physically, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually. We play sports for the art of the competition, to see what we can do to outdo our opponents. We play sports to challenge ourselves to see how good we can be. But where do we draw the line where sportsmanship goes out the window? Where do we draw the line where we are teaching people about disrespect? Let's face it, we have an issue of disrespect in our country when the President of the United States tweets derogatory comments about people. I have issues with that. I'm not going to get into politics today, but I feel when he makes the statements he makes and insults people, it just fuels the fire. We have a problem with respect. We have a problem in our country with respect. I was taught to respect people as I grew up. I was taught not to call people names. I was taught when I played sports, and tennis was the sport I played, you shake your opponent's hand when you're done. You shake your opponent's hand when you start often. Whether you win or lose, you walk off the court when you're done, and you take something with you. You may be ticked off. You may be upset. You may be angry about the way you played. You may not like your opponent's attitude, but you show respect. We have a problem today in that I think a lot of athletes' egos have gotten so big, and they think they're hot stuff because they are an athlete. And the University of Kansas football players yesterday in the pregame showed tremendous disrespect. The fact that those three football players, and I don't really give a darn who they think they are, you shake hands with your opponent at the beginning of a game. That is something that is supposed to happen. The fact that they stood there with their hands behind their back, their heads down, and refused to shake Baker Mayfield's hand was a sign of disrespect that I haven't seen in a long time. Now, maybe Baker Mayfield has his issues. Okay, in terms of his ego. And later in the game, we saw it with his lack of display. Okay, lack of display of sportsmanship by grabbing his crotch. All right, but the University of Kansas football players who refused to shake his hand before the game yesterday, in my opinion, showed a tremendous amount of disrespect. They had some late hits during the game. They're trying to be tough. Well, you know what? Their toughness was weak. I thought it was a total sign of disrespect on their about themselves. And just look at the University of Kansas football team record. That's all you have to say about them. I'm a huge KU fan, but I think what happened yesterday was one of the most disrespectful things I've seen in sports. Okay? What does that teach people? What does that teach kids? It shows, hey, we're tough. We're tough. We've won one game this year. All right? You know what? What they did yesterday was totally ridiculous. And it starts with the head coach. It starts with the coaching staff. Okay, they obviously allowed that to happen. They can say what they want. I think it was inexcusable. And I know there aren't that many KU football fans because they're terrible in terms of their performance. It's not like the basketball situation over there. But what they did yesterday was a sign of disrespect, and it was inexcusable. And I know that it's the end of the year for those players. I would suspend them. I would take them out of the game. I think what they did yesterday, trying to be tough, that wasn't tough. That was weak. That's a total sign of weakness. I am a sports psychologist. I work with people on being able to control your emotions. Now, Baker Mayfield needs to work on his emotional control. That's an issue he has, but this is the Heisman Trophy candidate. Those guys dissed him before the game. It was wrong. It was plain, flat-out wrong. They're trying to be tough. That's not a sign of toughness. That's a sign of weakness. That's a sign of insecurity when you have to try and prove, hey, I'm a tough guy by showing up your opponent. We play sports for the art of competition. Yes, it's disappointing when you lose. Look, if the Chiefs don't beat the Giants today, there are going to be a lot of angry people in this city. But you know what? They're not playing the game. The players are. You take a lot of pride in your sports teams, but you also take a lot of pride in the people who are playing on your sports teams. I've worked with athletes for 37 years. I've been team psychologist for the Royals. I was KU's first sports psychologist back in the 80s. Okay, I've worked with athletes all over the country. One of the things that you work on is self-respect, self-confidence. And if you go out at the beginning of a game and you refuse to shake your opponent's hand before the coin toss, to me that's inexcusable and it's a sign of insecurity. Those guys are trying to be tough. They weren't tough. They were insecure. Trying to show up their opponent. Well, guess what? They lost, what, 41-3? Shows you how tough that ended up being for them. I just have a real problem with that. All right, I want to open up our phone lines and get your thoughts. I am at a point now where we have lost the ability with a lot of people to teach them what sportsmanship is. Sportsmanship is about respecting your opponent, respecting yourself, respecting the game that you're playing, respecting the sport that you're involved in. And there are a lot of people who play sports that think mental toughness is about disrespect. Mental toughness has nothing to do with disrespect. It has to do with building yourself up, getting yourself to a place where you can feel strong about what you're doing. And I personally have a lot of issues with athletes who go out and diss their opponents and try to act real tough out there. And, you know, it's one thing in the heat of the moment to lose control of your emotions. I get it why people do that. That's something they have to learn to do. But before a game, refusing to shake hands when you're supposed to, That was totally inexcusable. And I think the KU football program needs to be brought. If I was the athletic director at the University of Kansas, I'd be talking to the head football coach about that behavior. You can say what you want about toughness. That was not toughness. That was insecurity. All right, I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. I want to get your thoughts. Our number here is 913-3810-810. Let's get some phone calls in here. I want to hear from you. Let's talk about this whole importance of mental strength, the importance of mental toughness. What is mental toughness? Is it dissing your opponent? Is it refusing to shake hands? Is it refusing to be respectful of the game that you're playing? No, it is not. Mental toughness is about building yourself up, challenging yourself to be the best you can be, to compete with everything you have, to give it everything you have, and see where it ends up. There's a reason why KU's football team's record is what it is. I think when you have players that act like that, that shows you what they're about. As I said, I'm a huge KU fan. People know that. But I think that behavior yesterday was totally inexcusable. You shake hands before a game. You shake hands after a game. You show respect. Yes, it's emotional out there in a football game. I've been on the sideline at KU games. I've been on the sideline at Chiefs games many times. The intensity level is unbelievable. But I will tell you right now, you show respect to your opponents. And that behavior then is going to be displayed. I promise you there will be some team somewhere else, some kid somewhere else who saw those guys doing that say, well, then I can do that too. All right, let's get your thoughts. 913-3810-810 is the number. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. I'm here every Sunday with my producer, Rudy Salazar. I want to see what you say. It's early on Sunday morning. We don't get many calls till the show sort of gets towards the end. But let's see if we can get some calls in here now. What's your opinion about what happened yesterday? I know there aren't that many KU football fans because as bad as the team has been, that there aren't going to be a lot of fans. People don't like watching teams that lose all the time. People get into if the team's winning. But a lack of respect like that to me yesterday shows a sign of lack of discipline, a lack of proper coaching, and a lack of proper direction and leadership. All right, our number is 913-3810-810. I want to hear from you if you're a coach. I don't care what sport you coach. I want to get your opinion on that yesterday. I know there are people who think that was good. Oh, that was good. That was a sign of toughness. Boy, we're going to show them. Not shaking your opponent's hand, dissing your opponent like that, I think it was totally wrong. And I think, like I said, you're trying to prove how tough you are. Well, you're not tough when you don't show sportsmanship. There's a difference between proper sportsmanship and mental toughness. There's a difference between respect and a lack of respect. And I think what happened yesterday to me was a great example of that. Our phone number is 913-3810-810. Rudy, who do we have on line one? Ken? Good morning, sir. How are you? Get your thoughts on what's going on here.
Hey, doing good this morning. Honestly, thanks for taking on this topic. Even as I watched it last night on ESPN, and they didn't address the KU side at all. They went after Mayfield and made a big deal about what he had done. But my original thought was the lack of disrespect was so much more egregious than his response. And I think that's part of the problem is we teach these young men to not respond, but they react. And there's a huge difference in that, and that's where the disrespect came from. And,
well, let me just say, we don't teach them. That's the problem.
And that's true. And so without respect, there is no honor. And they proved that.
I'm not a KU football fan. I love KU basketball. I always have.
Same here.
But this is a perfect example about why their football team is terrible. When you've got,
exactly.
I mean, where's the leadership? And did the head coach make any comments about this? I've seen nothing in the paper.
Right, there was nothing anywhere from that side of it. No one ever came out and said anything from KU's side of, hey, we played a part in this. And again, we're dealing with issues of respect. We're dealing with issues of accountability. And without those things in our society. And this is just a small microcosm, and I understand that. But without those things, you have societal breakdown. And, again, you were talking about the mental toughness. They showed right from the jump that they did not have the mental toughness to walk into that game and play it out man on man. They shortchanged their opportunity right there, right from the start, by saying, we know you're better than us, and so we're going to have some little playground display. And they let Oklahoma know that. And Oklahoma, as a team, took advantage of that.
Well, see, here's where I come from on this. I learned a long time ago, I'm going to be 63 years old next month, that it doesn't matter what sport you play, you show respect to your opponent. You don't have to like them. You don't have to agree with them. But it's a game. It is a game. Okay, that was a football game, okay? Yes. And to go out at the beginning of the game and refuse to shake your opponent's hand, to me, showed two things. It showed a sign of tremendous insecurity.
Exactly.
Because you're not going to shake his hand, and you're not even going to look at him. And it showed a sign of disrespect. And you're sitting there, he's a hot-tempered guy. We're going to tick him off. Well, what was the score at the end of the game? Really worked, didn't it? Okay?
Yeah.
Those guys should be disciplined, in my opinion. Okay, if I was the head coach, I would suspend him. Okay, I think that was inexcusable. And quite frankly, the head coach needs to be held accountable for what went on. That's just my opinion. You know, several years ago, I don't know if you remember, several years ago, there was a coach at KU named Mark Mangino.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and his son was playing high school football at Lawrence. They were playing a game here in Kansas City against Shawnee Mission West. For some reason, Mark Mangino was on the sidelines of that game. He wasn't supposed to be there, but he's on the sidelines. At the end of the game, his son got knocked out. It was a clean hit. He ran onto the field, chased the refs into the locker room, or into the refs' locker room, was banging on the door afterwards. That the head referee, and I can't recall his name, I happened to have him on my show that week after that, just coincidentally. He said he was scared for his life. He said, first of all, he shouldn't have even been out there. All right, that's the head football coach at a major university acting like that. So what this all comes down to me, and get your thought, it's about a lack of self-confidence, a sign of insecurity, and a lack of leadership.
And it is. It starts at the top. You know, and I think any CEO, which, you know, that's kind of what a football coach is of that team, would tell you, you know, what you put out there, you know, and I know probably a biblical principle is not what anybody wants to hear, but you reap what you sow. And so when you are allowing this to go on, when you that was the shock to me, was that it was even, because it came off like it was planned. And even when they walked off the field, there was not a coach on the other side of that, on the KU sideline going, what are you guys thinking? And so it does. It's leadership. It starts with leadership, teaching these guys to be accountable, showing them that, listen, if you want to be respected, then take your talent on the field and earn respect.
Well, you're exactly right. It's about how you play. You know what?
Yep.
Mental toughness is an internal thing. It's a personal thing. And it's how you challenge yourself to compete. It's how you challenge yourself to deal with adversity. It's how you challenge yourself to deal with negativity. It's how you challenge yourself to deal with failure and losing. It's not about trying to intimidate somebody at the beginning of a game by showing a lack of respect. That's a sign of insecurity and immaturity.
Exactly.
All right. Well, exactly. Sir, thank you so much for your call this morning. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Have a great day. All right. That frees up our lines here at 913-3810-810. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. I'm here every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. I'm talking about athletes' behaviors. We talk about that a lot on this show, coaches' behaviors, fans' behaviors. And the University of Kansas lost yesterday to Oklahoma 41-3 in football. Obviously not a surprise. KU's not very good. Oklahoma is very good. They're ranked third in the country. KU's won one game. But before the game yesterday, the pregame coin toss and handshakes, the KU players who are on the field refused to shake hands with the Oklahoma quarterback. Their heads were down. They wouldn't even look at him. Trying to be tough. Okay? And I started the show off by saying that was inexcusable. It's a lack of sportsmanship. It's immaturity. And it's a lack of self-confidence. And during the game, there were some late hits made on the Oklahoma quarterback, who's a controversial guy. He's has self-control issues himself. But you know what? I don't blame him yesterday for getting angry during the game. He grabbed his crotch a couple times, which I don't think is right. Okay. But, you know, the KU players, what they did yesterday, they just threw fuel on the fire. What is the difference between mental stupidity and mental toughness? All right, I want to hear from you. Our number is 913-3810-810. If you're a coach, what do you say to your athletes about that behavior yesterday? And how do you deal with that? I want to hear from some coaches out there. You know, we always get, as I said, we always get a lot of calls towards the end of the show. Excuse me. Let's get some calls in here now. 913-3810-810. If you are a coach of a sports team and you have athletes that show a lack of respect at the beginning of the game or during the game, what do you do? How do you handle them? Do you take them out and sit them down? Do they not play again the rest of the game? Or do you let them play? Where was the leadership of the University of Kansas football team yesterday, allowing that to happen at the beginning of the game? 913-3810-810 is our number. I want to hear from you. This is all about respect. It's about sportsmanship. And it's about the ability to be mentally strong. Okay, there's a difference between mental strength and mental weakness. Mental weakness is a sign, it's displayed by that behavior yesterday. It's a sign of insecurity. It's a sign of, I'm going to show you how tough I am by doing something stupid. It's my opinion, not saying I'm right. I just think, you know, like I said earlier, I'm going to be 63 next month. I was raised with the whole idea of respect in everything you do. You respect your peers. You respect adults. You respect your opponents. And you don't have to like them. You don't have to enjoy them. But when you compete against them and the game's over, you shake their hand. When the game starts, you shake their hand. And if you want to be tough out there, that's a personal thing you have to look at within yourself. And I think doing that yesterday was a sign of weakness. All right, our number here is 913-3810-810. I want to hear from you if you're a coach. I want to hear from you if you're a parent. What would you say to your... Were you watching that game yesterday with your kids? What did you say to them about the pregame inexcusable behavior? And what should KU do to those players? Will there be anything done? Should there be anything done? Maybe you don't think there should. I think that's behavior that needs to be addressed and disciplined for. You know, we play sports for the idea of competing to see what you're about, to see what you're made of. And yes, you put everything into it. When you want to win, you want to succeed, you put everything into it that you have, emotionally, physically, psychologically, spiritually. You want to give it everything you've got. But sometimes you're not going to come out on top. And if you don't, yes, it's disappointing. Yes, it's frustrating. Yes, you're upset. But you shake your opponent's hand and you walk away. But you don't start a game, you don't start an athletic event by dissing your opponent. That, in my opinion, is stupid. It's just plain stupid. It's dumb. And to me, it shows insecurity on the part of the person or the team that's doing that, thinking we'll show them up. Okay, you shake hands at the beginning of a game. You shake hands at the end of a game. You give it everything you have. You may not like those people at all, but you're competing. It's a game. It is a game. All right, 913-3810-810. We've only had one call so far. Let's get some calls in here. I want to hear from you if you are a coach. And you know what? On top of it, ESPN's on in the studio right here. There were two little kids standing right there. Two little girls standing right there. And these guys had their heads down. And Mayfield sticks his hand out, and they stuck their heads down at the ground and refused to look at it. They had two little girls there. I'll tell you what, if I was the head coach and I saw that, I'd have said, you're out. I don't care who they are. I'd say, you're out. You're on the bench. That's you just sat yourself down for the game. Maybe they didn't want to play. Maybe they wanted to sit down. Maybe they wanted to be disciplined. Who knows? But as our first caller mentioned, it sounds like the KU coaches knew that was happening. Maybe they thought that was how we're going to win. Obviously, it didn't work. All right, our number here is 913-3810-810. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. I'm here every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. I want to get your thoughts on this. Maybe you agree with what went on. Maybe you think that was right. If you do, I want to hear from you. I don't think it was. I think it was a sign of immaturity, insecurity, and plain flat stupidity to do something like that. You shake your opponent's hands. You show respect. They're out there competing. You don't have to like them, but you show respect. All right, our number is 913-3810-810. I want to hear from you if you are a coach. Did you watch that game yesterday? Did the athletes on your team watch that game yesterday? What would you tell them? If you are a parent, what do you say to your kids about that behavior yesterday? 913-3810-810 is the number. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. Give me a call and let's talk. We're on the Leader in Sports, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Good morning, everyone. I am sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs, and welcome to our show here in Sports Radio 810 WHB. I'm here Sundays from 7 to 8 a.m., and we talk about the mental side of sports on this show. And if you are just tuning in, the topic I brought up this morning is an interesting one, at least in my opinion, and it's about athletes' behavior, and it's about sportsmanship, it's about mental toughness, and it reflects on the University of Kansas football team and their lack of respect that was shown yesterday in the pregame handshake, or lack of handshake, when three KU football players refused to shake the Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield's hand before the game. When Mayfield stuck his hand out, they looked down at the ground with their hands behind their backs and refused to shake his hand. And to me, that right there should have been behavior that should have been disciplined by the KU coaches. But, you know, they played, and they lost 41-3. Another loss for the KU football team, another poor performance. That, to me, starts right there when you look at leadership. Okay? How do you allow players to do something like that? Now, the Oklahoma quarterback, Baker Mayfield, did some disrespectful things during the game, grabbing his crotch, saying some things he shouldn't have said. But I think it starts from the beginning with the KU football players and what they did. What they did was unacceptable. It was disrespectful. It was a lack of confidence on their part. They're trying to say, hey, we're tough. We're not shaking your hand. And you know the worst thing about it? When you look at that, there were two little girls standing right there. Of course, they may not know what was going on. They looked like they were pretty young. But they had two little kids standing right there, and these guys refused to shake the hand of the opponent. All right. I want to hear from you. We've only had one call so far. Let's get some calls in here. I want to hear from you if you are a coach. How important is sportsmanship? How important is mental toughness? Are they the same? Are they different? And if you had athletes that did what the KU football players did before the game yesterday, what would you do? It appeared that that was planned, and it appeared that it was probably known by the coaching staff that was going on. Because I'll tell you right now, if I was coaching, and I know coaches who had that happened, they would have sat those guys down. If they didn't know that was going on, they would have sat them down. I don't care if it's the best player on the team. I would have sat them down. All right, our phone number is 913-3810-810. If you're a coach, what was your opinion of what happened yesterday in that pregame lack of sportsmanship? And how important of a role should sportsmanship play? I've talked on this station for 16 years. I've been on the radio in Kansas City for 26 straight years. I have talked about sportsmanship forever. Of course, I'm on in an early hour, 7 to 8 on Sunday. A lot of people don't listen at this hour of the morning. We know that. But I think what I talk about is pretty darn important. Not only is it pretty darn important, it's really important. And a lot of people blow it off. A lot of people, oh, come on, Doc, that stuff doesn't matter. Tell me that it doesn't matter. Sportsmanship is what it should be about. If you listen to this show, I know you know that Jeff Montgomery, Pete Malone, and I wrote a book last year called Just Let 'Em Play. We got the promo before our show. It's about guiding parents to athletes and coaches through youth sports. We talk a great deal in the book about sportsmanship, about why it's important. And, you know, there is a big difference between stupidity and mental toughness, in my opinion. Mental toughness is about challenging yourself to be the best you can be, to be the most focused you can be, to be the most confident you can be, to be the most prepared you can be. And it also is something where you show respect. You show respect to your opponents. You show respect to the game, the sport that you play. When you're playing at the collegiate level, you have survived youth sports. You survived high school sports, partially because you're physically gifted, partially because mentally you're skilled. But you're not going to make it to the professional level if you don't have all that stuff working. And let's face it, there are professional athletes who have self-control issues. Travis Kelce is one with the Chiefs who's obviously had some issues with his over-exuberance at the end of plays. He's done a lot better job of that since earlier in the year. All right? But learning self-control has to become part of the game. All right. Let's get some calls in here. I've asked for callers to call. Let's get some calls. 913-3810-810 is the number. If you're a coach and you had athletes refuse to shake their opponent's hand before a game or after a game when it is something that should be done, how do you feel about that? What would you do if you're the KU football staff yesterday with those players? 913-3810-810 is the number. And is that behavior acceptable? Is that behavior something you would preach? Maybe the KU coaches wanted them to do that. Maybe they thought the only way we're going to win is to tick off Baker Mayfield and get him upset because he has a short fuse emotionally, and that's how we'll win. If that was the case, then those guys don't know what they're doing. You know, all due respect, I mean, that they're collegiate football coaches, but if that was behavior they were promoting, that to me showed a tremendous sign of insecurity. All right, 913-3810-810 is the number. If you're a coach, how would you deal with that? And how important should sportsmanship be? I think it should be what's the most important component of athletics. It's a game. You know, we hear that sports is a microcosm of life. We hear all about these things, and we see it. This behavior yesterday was inexcusable. Inexcusable. All right, 913-3810-810 is the number. Let's see what Dave has to say. Dave, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Getting tired of talking to myself here. How are you?
Yeah, I never listened to your show before and never called in. This is the first time. Usually don't call talk shows. Anyway.
Well, thanks for listening.
Comparing mental toughness and the KU thing yesterday, why don't you, you might want to mention mental toughness. And how about in sportsmanship? How about Bill Snyder sending letters, you know, to opposition players for the good job they've done and going in the other team's locker room and talking to them after the games? And his teams over the years have shown mental toughness.
Well, listen, Bill Snyder's record, and Bill Snyder speaks for himself. I mean, the type of person he is. I mean, why has he survived so long? Why did he come back after he retired and coached again? Why does he have the reputation he does?
Well, that's all I'm asking. I'm just saying that's a good positive, you know, compared to what you've been talking about. And
excellent point. Yeah. Well, let me ask you, what do you think about what these KU players did yesterday?
Well, I just think it's kind of a lack of control in the whole program and desperation. I mean, that's just not – that's junior high gimmickry. You know, I don't understand why they would do that.
Well, I think I get it. I think I'll tell you, Dave, I think they did it because they're insecure. They think the only way we're going to win, the only way we have a chance to win is try to intimidate them and get in the opponent's heads.
Let me give you a good example. About, 15 years ago, something like that, Bo Pelini was the head coach at the University of Nebraska. And as your listeners probably know, you know, Nebraska just owned K-State for years and years and years. And then Bill Snyder came along, and then they started beating him. And before the pregame, Bo Pelini wouldn't shake Snyder's hand, or their team came out and didn't shake any of the K-State players' hands at the beginning of the game. Well, Darren Sproles, the Kansas City product, and L. Roberson and the whole K-State team took it on themselves and just torched Nebraska in Lincoln.
So what you're saying is that fueled the fire?
Is what?
That fueled the fire for them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but, yeah.
But what? Yeah. So obviously you're a K-State fan. You're probably happy today about their performance at Oklahoma State yesterday. But let me ask this question. There were two little girls standing there. Now, whether they knew what was going on or not, I don't know. But there are two little girls standing next to these guys who had their heads down, their hands behind their back, and the Oklahoma quarterback sticks his hand out to shake their hands, and they don't do it. What kind of a lesson, if they understood what was going on, would that be telling them?
Well, the other thing, too, is, you know, in this day and age, it's all about optics, and then plus, like with, don't want to go too far afield, but like with the NFL and the national anthem thing, people, sports fans, are just getting turned off of that kind of stuff.
Well, we have an issue in our society with this type of behavior, obviously, which we're not going to go down that road. But the fact of the matter is this. Sports are games. They're competitions. You try to see what you can do. You try to see what you're made of. But there's a reason why we have pregame handshakes and postgame handshakes. There's a reason why sportsmanship is something that should be taught. There's a reason why that's an issue. And when you have players who refuse to show a lack of respect, then to me, that's showing you what they're about. And I think their behavior yesterday displayed that right up front. And I think it also is a reflection of the leadership of the University of Kansas football team to allow something like that to happen.
I agree 100%. And the other part of it is, you know, because they've traditionally lost in football, I remember in the early 90s going to several KU games, and you would see, as a different coach, and you'd see players talking to girls like on the sidelines during the game.
Well, here's the deal. That's a whole different situation. I'm talking about what happened yesterday. To me, was a lack of leadership and a sign of insecurity, and a sign that these guys were trying to, hey, we're tough, but really they're really weak. And I think it was also a sign of stupidity.
Did the KU coach or any of the administration put out any kind
I've
of
heard, I've seen no comments. I've seen no comments from anybody there about that at all. So I've got the Kansas City Star right in front of me. I looked online. I haven't seen anything. And that, to me, will be interesting to see what comes out of that. Listen, Dave, thank you for your call. Hope you listen again and call in again. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, that frees up our lines here. I want to hear from you if you're a coach. Okay? I want to hear from you if you're a coach about your opinion about what happened yesterday. I mean, let's face it. This wasn't exactly the premier sports event of the day. There were 23,000 people at this game. It wasn't a sellout. Okay, but what happened yesterday, it's been all over SportsCenter, it's been all over the news, and they're showing these KU football players, the three football players, looking at the ground when Baker Mayfield, the Oklahoma quarterback, stuck his hand out to shake at the beginning of the game. And two little girls were standing right there. Like I said, they look very young, so whether they knew what was going on or not, I don't know. Probably not. But what message did that was portrayed by that behavior yesterday? 913-3810-810 is the number. If you have played sports, what's your opinion? What's your opinion to that? Do you show respect before and after an athletic event? Should you show respect? Yes, in the heat of the moment, you get up, your emotions can get strong. Yes, in the heat of a moment, sometimes you can lose control. The game hadn't even started. They're out there for the pregame handshake. So I want to get your opinion on that. If you are a coach, what would you do? How would you discipline your athletes? Or would you even discipline? Or would you be in favor of it? I know there are people listening right now. They're not going to call up because, hey, Doc, you know what? I like that. That's showing, boy, they're strong. I think that's showing stupidity and a lack of leadership and a sign of insecurity. You know, we talk about this whole issue of mental toughness in sports. We hear it all the time. What is mental toughness? It's the ability, in my opinion, to be strong with yourself, to be confident with yourself, to be focused with yourself, to be prepared with yourself, to have a positive attitude with yourself about what am I going to do today. It's the mindset you have about dealing with negativity. It's the mindset you have about dealing with failure. It's the mindset you have about dealing with adversity and being prepared for it and not losing control. When you refuse to shake your opponent's hand before a game and look at the ground and basically show a lack of respect, that to me is basically inevitably showing you're insecure. And I want to know why we've heard nothing from the KU leadership, the coaching staff, the athletic department on this behavior. I'm sure we will. I would be very surprised if we didn't. I really wonder if this is behavior that was promoted by them, if they approved of this. Probably never know if they did or didn't. I'll tell you what, it wouldn't surprise me if we hear something today about that behavior. 913-3810, 810 is the number. Let's go back and talk to Dave. Dave, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Get your thoughts on this topic.
Well, first off, I want to tell you, I haven't read your book yet. I look forward to reading it. Pete Malone was my first swim coach, and Jeff Montgomery used to get me tickets to the Royals game, and I can't wait to read your book.
Well, thank you. And you haven't met me, have you?
I have not.
Okay.
I have not. And I hopefully I will at some point in time. But I did one thing that I wanted to say, and I'm a former youth coach, coached soccer, two of my kids. One of the things that occurs to me is that the choice to be part of a team is it is a choice. And when you choose to participate in anything, it's a concerted effort. It appeared to me that those young men before the game had planned that. I don't believe that it was led by the coaching staff. One of the things that I did hear Coach Beatty say after the game was that was not an acceptable way to approach it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because I hadn't heard anything.
I just happened to hear it when I was on the drive home.
Were you at the game?
No. I had been working, but they had a. I just heard him on the radio say he appreciated their spirit of competition. However, that was not a
whoa. He appreciated their spirit. Spirit of competition by dissing the opponent and looking down at the ground and refusing to shake his hand. That's that's ridiculous.
And that's what he said.
Right. I'm saying if that's what he said, if that's what he believes, that's absurd. That's not spirit of competition. That's stupidity. I'm sorry.
I totally agree with that. And I think what he was trying to do was try to protect his players a little bit, but at the same point in time, recognize that he was going to address it in-house, so to speak.
Well, I hope he did, and he has an explanation to give that's much better than that's about spirit of competition. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And again, if you listen to what he says, I think I don't have a recorded in my mind. What I heard him say was, it was not acceptable what they did. That's not the way we represent our university, our team, by doing something like that.
Well, but here's the deal. He's saying that, but he let them play. They went out
True.
And played. They weren't sat down and said, hey, what was that about? You're sitting for the first series. That, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. Listen, I got to get to one more call here. I want to thank you for calling in this morning. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right, have a great day. All right, let's see what Eric has to say. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Dr. Jacobs, how you doing? I got a comment, and the reason why I call, I agree with you. Baker Mayfield shouldn't have done that, but on SportsCenter, one of the college analysts said Baker didn't necessarily do it towards the Kansas sideline. He did the gesture towards the guys that didn't shake his hand. But I agree, they agreed he should have never done it. It was uncalled for, but they think that's why he did it. But the reason why I'm calling is, back a long time ago, I was coach of my...
We got about 30 seconds for you, Eric, so real quick.
Softball pitch team, and one of the boys on our team didn't shake the other team members' hands. He was acting up, and, you know, and I pulled him off to the side. I said, young man, I said, you don't ever do that again. I said, you're coming to practice, but you're not playing in the next game. And his mom was glad that I did that, and she brought him to practice. She told me he was crying. He didn't want to go to practice, and she said, well, you're going.
Well, Eric, you taught him a lesson. We got to let you go.
I got injuries on my team, so I had to put him in.
All right, Eric, we got to let you go. You taught him a lesson, though. I want to thank you for calling in. All right, I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. Hope you've enjoyed the show today. Obviously, a very spirited conversation. This, to me, is something that I think if you're a coach, you need to talk to your athletes about. Hopefully the KU coaches will be talking to those players, and they'll be making some statements about what went on yesterday. I'm here every Sunday from 7 to 8. If you want to get a hold of me, you can follow me on Twitter at @DRJSportPsych, @DRJSportPsych. My website's winnersunlimited.com. Send me an email at drj@winnersunlimited.com. And you can reach me at my office at 816-561-5556. I give talks on these topics all the time, and I think there's a talk that needs to be given here. Have a great week, Kansas City. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Talk to you next Sunday here on the Leader in Sports, Sports Radio 10, WHB.